It is Friday, March 15th, 2013, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda, and joining me now is Becca Martin Brown, features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
It's got a 100-foot double down, a 70-foot double up, twist and turn, high-speed float, and Class 5 custom-designed lap restraints. I have no idea what I just said, but apparently you'll need all those things if you ride Outlaw Run, the new wooden roller coaster that opens this weekend at Silver Dollar City.
Now, are you a roller coaster person?
Oh, no. No. They had a media day on Wednesday. The media were the first people on the coaster after the Hershens, who own the park. And the media came from all over the country, including like the Travel Channel, because it's a wooden coaster.
People are really into wooden roller coasters.
Wooden coaster people are enthusiastic.
I think the last one I rode was pretty tall. It was at Knott's Berry Farm in California.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty tall.
Well, I heard one webmaster of a site devoted to roller coasters say that when he put up the original story that they were going to build Outlaw Run, they had 110,000 hits in just a little bit.
Did he say what the deal is with wooden coasters? Like what the attraction is between that and as opposed to a non-wooden one?
I think it's just the idea of the historic construction of a roller coaster. Mm-hmm. I know that in layman's terms, this thing costs $10 million.
Oh, wow.
It has a Western theme. It's the world's first and only double barrel roll on a wooden coaster.
Double barrel. Is that like on your side?
Well, it's like foof, foof.
Instead of over your head,
right.
It's to the side and around.
Right.
Right. Okay.
It's the world's steepest drop on a wooden coaster. You go up 10 stories, and then it makes this little turn.
Really?
And then it drops 16 stories.
Oh, gosh.
It's the only wooden roller coaster to twist upside down 3 times, and it's the second fastest wooden roller coaster in the world with a top speed of 68 miles an hour.
Wow.
And my designated rider said it was fabulous and went back and rode again.
Oh, good.
It's got two sneaky things. It's got the thing I told you, you know, where you don't just go up 10 and then drop.
Mm-hmm.
There's a little
turn.
Woozle.
Woozle?
Yes, there's a little woozle.
Is that the technical term?
I think it just made that up. But maybe coaster aficionados will like it and adopt it.
Okay.
And then the barrel rolls come when you don't expect them.
Oh, okay.
So, Silver Dollar City opens for spring break this weekend, and March 20th through 24th, the 28th through the 30th, and April 5 and 7. And you can see video of the coaster at nwaonline.com.
Awesome.
We got a whole bunch of other stuff this weekend.
Okay, let's bring it.
In What's Up Today, our staff looked at 4 regional zoos for spring break travel.
Mm-hmm.
It should be called the World's Cutest Pictures Edition.
Lots of cute furry animals.
Adorable baby elephant at the Oklahoma City Zoo. She'll be to April 15th. A great new sea lion exhibit at the St. Louis Zoo where you get to go through one of those acrylic tunnels and actually be like nose to nose with the sea lions.
Oh, okay.
A new polar bear exhibit at the Kansas City Zoo.
What? What? Okay, I know where I'm going.
And a new penguin exhibit at the Little Rock Zoo.
Excellent.
And, of course, there are all sorts of events at the libraries and museums and parks for spring break that are all in What's Up Today. And it's St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Of course.
So there's a parade at noon tomorrow in Fayetteville, one at 2 o'clock tomorrow in Eureka Springs, and one at 3 o'clock tomorrow in Fort Smith. And the Goddess Festival opens tonight at the Omni Center in Fayetteville. The Spring Antique Show and Sale is this weekend at the Inn of the Ozarks Convention Center in Eureka Springs. And, you know, that little exhibit, The Works of Norman Rockwell, is still on show at Crystal Bridges.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I have not. I have not been yet.
Okay.
And in music, Kevin Kinder, our music writer, says to tell you, Ray Price is going to be at the Downstream Casino west of Joplin, Missouri tonight.
Okay.
Showtime is 8 o'clock. Gary Mullen, the Queen Tribute Show, is at the Walton Arts Center tonight at 8 o'clock. Tickets start at $25. And the Gregoire Moret Quartet. Please forgive me if I butchered that.
Let me help you. Gregoire Moret.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I had Robert Ginsberg.
This is what we call a reader's vocabulary. Jazz show tonight at 7
and 9.
No, Saturday, not
it's,
tonight.
It's Saturday.
Saturday at 7 and 9. See, I got all confused.
You're okay.
Say that again.
Gregoire Marais.
It's really much prettier that way. 7 and 9 Saturday at the Walton Arts Center, and tickets start at $11.
Uh-huh.
Fabulous. I think this week you may need to read more about it, so go pick up a copy of the paper.
Excellent. So they can find What's Up, which is in the newspaper every Friday.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin-Brown is features editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Hello, I'm Robert Ginsberg, your host for Shades of Jazz every Friday and Saturday nights beginning at 10 p.m. On this Saturday's edition of Shades of Jazz, I will feature music from Sergio Mendez, Dave Glasser, Kevin Mahogany, Pat Metheny, and also the group you hear in the background. That's Larry Coryell reading a multinational group of musicians that call themselves Bombay Jazz. The recording you're hearing is live in London, and it incorporates the musics of American jazz, Brazil, and India. All this and more on Shades of Jazz beginning at 10 p.m. this Saturday.